Hello and welcome to Not So Secular. My name is Mon Reyes and I'll be your host here today. Happy Easter, everyone! I understand that you may or may not be listening to this during the day of Easter, but it will be published on the day of Easter. And so if you are, it's a beautiful day, it's a joyful celebration, and I hope you get to spend it with your loved ones, with your friends and your family, and most especially with the Lord. If you're listening to this at a later time, when it is no longer Easter, well, I do hope you get to spend this day with the Lord still. The same is still true. Anyway, I'm just popping by quickly today to record for you a very quick episode. I don't want to take too long. I just want to explore for a little bit a very simple idea with what I believe are profound implications. Particularly, I want us to get to talk about the word free. How do we understand what is free? How do we define free? Free as in libre. Ano naiisip mo pag sinabing libre? Some of us immediately think about food, diba? Free food, free merienda, free pizza, free ice cream, free lunch, free dinner. This is one of the reasons why, for some of us who are a little bit older but not yet too old, we like to spend time with our parents. Kasi when you're already paying your bills and your parents offer to buy you food or to eat together at home where you don't have to pay for anything, it's such a treat. And when there is free food, it's always better, right? Parang sarap-sarap kumain pag libre yung pagkain at hindi mo iniisip kung magkano yung bill and so on and so forth. That is something that is free. Another thing that you might think about are presents, gifts. When it's Christmas, we give one another gifts. If it's your birthday, you receive gifts. If there's a milestone, like a graduation or something like that, we give people gifts, right? And gifts are expected to be free. You don't charge people for the gifts that you give them. If you go to Google and do a quick search of the word free, this is the definition that they give. It says that free is an adverb and it means without cost or payment. Walang bayad. Without charge, right? Complimentary. These are the words that we use to define or understand free. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because I would like to propose a small shift in our understanding of the word free. Because that's what we think about. Diba? Pag free, walang bayad. Pag free, libre lang. But where does that come from? Why are we able to receive something that is free? Is it because the thing that we're receiving came with no cost? Or is it because of something else? I would like to propose, again, a shift in how we view free in that something is free not because it came with no cost. It's free because the cost is being covered by somebody else. In other words, if it's free, it means somebody else paid for it. Balikan natin yung mga examples natin kanina, di ba? Free food. If you're treating someone to dinner, the person that you're treating gets to receive free food. But you, as the person who is treating the other person, will spend twice as much or many times as much if you're inviting a whole group of friends at nagbo-blow out ka, nililibre mo sila. They all receive the free gift of the food that you're serving them, but your cost on the side of you, the one who's paying, multiplies. It expands because the free thing that they're receiving is not free because it came with no cost. It's free because you are paying for that gift. Same thing goes for presents. If you receive a new phone, it's not that the phone was free from the store. It's free if you receive it from someone as a gift. But the fact that you're receiving it as a gift and what makes it meaningful to us is not that this came with no cost, but that we know na siya yung nagbayad. It came with a cost, but the cost was covered by someone that we love. That's part of what makes free valuable. Now, this slight adjustment of the way we look at the word free, again, like I said, has many implications. For example, if we talk about free education or free healthcare when we're talking about our society, it's not free because no one has to pay for it. It's that somebody else has to pay for it. Because if we're talking about free education, the teachers still have to receive their salary. And that is just. the doctors still have to receive their salary, and that is just. We need to have materials, instruments, many different things that we need to use, whether that's on the technical side or on the training side, in order to provide quality healthcare and quality education. It's not that these things come with no cost, it's that we have to identify who has to pay for it. Because resources don't just pop out of nowhere. The only time that I can think of when resources popped out of nowhere was in the 7 days of creation. Wala akong maisip na ibang other exception, right? It always has to come from something or someone else. And that's part of what makes it valuable. That's part of what we need to consider if we want to be responsible givers. Balikan natin, if you want to treat someone out to a date, you have to consider your budget. How much are you capable of giving in order to give this person, enable this person to receive what you want to give him or her for free? Because someone has to pay for it. If you think about, let's go more abstract, no? If you think about someone's free time, when you and I are talking about free time, we all know that time is a very valuable thing. Kaya sikisik na sikisik yung mga schedule natin, di ba? Because we want to make time for the things that matter to us. Time is something that you cannot get back once you use it on something. And so when we ask someone if they have free time, we're not saying that their time has no cost, that their time has no value. We are asking if they could spend that time with us, if they could allocate that time with us. It's time that could be allocated to something else, but it is given freely. Free doesn't mean that it came with no cost. Free means that the cost is already being paid by somebody else. Today is Easter, when we're celebrating the resurrected Christ, when we're being invited to partake in the life of Jesus, the new life that Jesus offers us. But the free gift of Jesus is not free because it didn't come with any cost. It's free because He already paid the cost. Before we get to Easter Sunday, we have to go through Good Friday. And Good Friday is when Jesus offered up His life as a gift. This is what we talk about in the Bible. In Romans chapter 5, verses 6 and onward, it says, "At the appointed time, while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, it is seldom that anyone will die for a just person, although perhaps for a good person someone might be willing to die. Thus, God proved His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so, now that we have been justified by Christ's blood, how much more certainly will we be saved through Him from divine retribution? For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, how much more certain it is that having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we now even trust exultantly in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have already been granted reconciliation." The free gift we receive in Christ was bought with a price, the price of His most precious blood. That is what Holy Week is all about. Now, with this shift in understanding and how we view what is freely given, how can then we look at something like forgiveness differently? Hindi libre ang magpatawad. May kailangan kang bayaran. You pay for forgiveness with your pride. You pay for forgiveness with your desire to get even, your desire for vengeance. You pay for forgiveness with letting go of your hatred, letting go of your misplaced anger, and entrusting to the Lord the result of whatever has happened. How can we look at something like repentance in light of this truth? Repentance is also not free, just as forgiveness is not free. If we want to go back to the Lord, there are many things that we have to let go of. And that is why Jesus also tells us in the Gospels that if we want to follow Him, if we desire to follow Him, we must be willing to take up our cross daily, to die to ourselves. That is not costless at all. It's a free invitation. We can respond to it freely. It can be, we can make a gift of ourselves, but that doesn't come without cost. Or how can we look at the free gift of the adoption that we receive in Jesus, because of Jesus, as we are adopted back as sons and daughters of God? Romans 8 verses 14 and 15 from the New Catholic Bible, it says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery leading to fear. Rather, you received the spirit of adoption, enabling us to cry out, Abba, Father." Something can both be free and yet costly. It depends on who is paying the price. And as we celebrate Easter today, or if you're listening to this at any other time of the year, as we celebrate Mass every Sunday, this is something that we are invited to keep in our minds and we are invited to keep in our hearts, the free gift of God. May this lead us to an even deeper gratitude and response to He who paid the price. God bless everyone, and I'll see you in our next episode. Bye.